Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
With the 56th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the greatest franchise in the NFL, the Chicago Bears, select Ozzie Trapillo, tackle from Boston College.
Where were you when Clay Matthews opened the draft, Seth Rollins? I think he even brought the belt.
He did have the belt.
Yeah, that was a nice touch when Seth Rollins brought the belt.
That's clearly who you wanted to come out at that moment at the beginning of the draft and just take him down several pegs.
If we're doing this true WWE style, Seth Rollins should have come out wearing the belt as soon as Clay Matthews said that.
Out of some still sucks!
You shut up!
And then you hear his music, and then he comes out of some mythical tunnel because the event was outside, where he just runs full sprint, and then somebody gets their knees taken out.
Wow, knees.
I said WWE style.
That sounds violent, though.
Well, there's no top rope to jump from, so you have to improvise here.
We push
and then
down
somebody
the
gets a folding
pit.
Chair. These are the rules. I don't make the rules.
Mm.
Grody's just sitting
Seth
here
Rollins
looking
needed
at me
to, he, no, he needed to go off on Clay Matthews. I'm just thinking about Clay Matthews right now. That's why I'm sitting here. Like, it's a trigger for me.
Grody, your reaction was hilarious. Yeah. You were not pleased. You were not standing for it at all.
You leaned into the... I definitely think you leaned into the whole... this will not stand.
No. And I did not know that was coming. We were still trying to figure out exactly who it was. And then I was, oh, yeah, that's definitely Clay Matthews. Here comes the... And then he did that and just...
Here's a pro tip. Don't say I'm going to go off script here. That gives people too much lead time. You just got to do it if you're that guy. Right?
That's fair. I'm with you on that because let me tell you something. When he came up, I was like, oh, and then he mentioned the president. I was like, oh, and I was like, what's he about to?
Where is this going?
It was a supreme troll job. I'll give credit where credit is due. It was a supreme troll job.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go off script here real quick, Roger, but I just got
Mistake
off the phone
one.
With the president, Donald Trump. He asked me to pass a message along to all 32 NFL franchises. So let me tell you what it reads here, all right?
Mistake two.
Who's that talking?
Perhaps
it says,
Penny.
My fellow Americans, the Bears still suck.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Oh, no, you did it.
No.
Double.
The pack.
No.
Dave, you can't let this happen. For God's sake,
sorry,
you coach the Bears.
I'm sorry.
For God's sake, you coach the Bears. You went very WWE. You went very Jim Ross right there.
Yeah, it was super Jim
All
Ross.
All I needed was he's got a family.
I didn't know what to do. Like, I needed help. I was like, somebody do something
this
in this
will
studio.
Not
Clay Matthews just made my list.
That man has a family.
I was like, am I the only one seeing this, Dave? And Dave was just, who is that?
Is who is that? He was like... Could you not see the physical draft?
Oh, we could see it, but I mean, that's a weird angle over there. I think at the time we just had that television on, so it was a little bit, definitely couldn't see the name under it from our seats.
Got it.
So it was just sort of trying to figure out who it was facially, and we got there, but
by the time you got there,
it was already too late. A fair fight would have been Seth Rollins
at
the time.
No doubt.
And you know what? I have a feeling that if we asked him, he would probably have been game for it.
Seth Rollins, I just want you to know you're on my good list. I got the bad list, and I got a good list.
He just made the list.
He just made the good list.
Can I get on the good list?
You guys are already on the good list,
right,
but
cool.
don't do anything to get on my bad list. Just don't do it, man. I'll come after you.
I want to ask about a different list.
Hmm? Oh.
The running backs list at the draft.
Ooh.
You know, especially all the people who went before the Bears had pick number 39. Do we have a feeling that the Bears wanted to draft one of those upper tier running backs who wasn't named Ashton Dente and then went with Bird instead because he was available?
Yeah, I mean, I think they were interested in Dente. I think that they probably were interested. I mean, think about it. They started coming off the board fast and furiously. At least some of the, you know, top get Quinshon Judkins goes number 36 overall. Then you had Travion Henderson going to the Patriots at 6 in the second round. And then right after that, the Bears take Luther Burden. So I have to feel like that they probably were interested in one of those guys, but they were not interested enough, obviously, to trade up to get one of those guys. So they are in a very interesting predicament here. You know, it feels like with Kyle Manungai, the running back out of Rutgers, I mean, that feels like another Roschon Johnson, to be honest with you, in terms of the style.
That's how I feel about this. Is we know that Manungai's 40 speed is probably what had him. You know, like the Beast, for example, had him 20th ranked in the running back class. And I know that there was some really positive press surrounding him as far as when he was picked. Again, I reiterate, it's not these athletes' fault where they were drafted where they were. However, when you consider the Bears' needs and what they wanted and how we're talking about him in the same vein that we talked about Roschon Johnson, who unfortunately neither one, Roschon Johnson at the time, and I think Khalil Herbert would be the other one. You know, they trade him to the Bengals, which is a separate conversation in my mind, but similar. You're still looking for your downhill runner there. Well, you know, you're still talking with a lot of hope surrounding what you don't exactly know you have yet on your team.
I know it was a deep running back class, but was it so deep that you could say, hey, we took the 21st running back selected and we feel good about it?
Wasn't that deep. No, it was not that deep.
I was like, I thought it was like 12 deep. And then when they get late, I'm like, why are we still looking for a running back?
And this also goes with like the miscalculation of DeAndre Swift by a lot of us. Because I think I remember sitting there in training camp and watching DeAndre Swift and watching like the short, quick passes to Swift out of the backfield. And none of it, except for some moments, DeAndre Swift had some nice moments. It never worked out the way it was supposed to work out with DeAndre Swift.
That's it. And we've got two more years of that discussion. He signed a three-year contract. The next running back taken in the second round of the draft was R.J. Harvey out of UCF to the Denver Broncos at 60. So that's what happens after Travion Henderson was off the board. And I'm very curious, did the Bears have a plan B that just perhaps didn't work out?
Probably. I think that that's very plausible. Yeah. I mean, I think they knew going into this draft that the running back room is a tenuous situation. Like it's not a lost cause with DeAndre Swift, and who knows what it looks like once this coaching staff gets their hands on him. And Ben Johnson has worked with him. He also left on Ben Johnson's watch. I can't believe that this is going to be the depth chart, though, necessarily. I'm not sure where it's coming from at this moment, or if that is just going to have to be one of those positions where you can't have excellence at every spot. Like they start with this and then they add on as time goes.
Well, on its face, it's not a premium position, right? It's running back.
That's
correct. So it kind of makes sense, except for the fact that we're talking about Ben Johnson and his predilection as far as the running game goes and how important that is. Can he just scheme up holes which running backs can run through and it doesn't matter? Is this a Kyle Shanahan style plug and play situation? I'm trying to understand, based on the fact that there is no Sonic and there is no Knuckles in Chicago, who's going to be Super Mario? Or is it going to be Mario? Or is it just regular Mario?
A major concern of mine is it's kind of like the baseball adage, you know, if in order to walk more, you have to swing the bat more. Like that's kind of the dichotomy. If you really want a team to commit to your run game, you have to have weapons who are good enough for the team to devote resources to on the defensive side of the ball. Like part of the reason you're able to open up pass by showing run is when they actually respect the run. So in order to get the defense to respect your run game, who are you showing up with to begin with here?
Well, why don't we go back to the new interior of this offensive line? That should be a big factor. And like if they can't get DeAndre Swift going now, then they know that's a real problem. Because you can't just look, we can't talk about how average to below average the Bears offensive line was last year and then not say that DeAndre Swift wasn't hurt by that as well.
That's
so
it.
So
yeah,
that's something we got to keep in mind.
If it all starts at the line and the entire discussion we have centers around that, why did they decide to give up that draft pick? Why did they decide to trade back after 39?
I think they at which point? to what? You talking about the 3 second rounders?
Talking about the 40 pick number 41.
41.
Why did they trade pick 41?
Oh, well, they wanted to multiply. They ended up getting 3 second rounders out of it. I think it was just quantity in that spot. Like 3 second rounders, in theory, you're getting three starters, right? We all know it doesn't always work out that way. But if drafting in the second round, you are expected to get impact players. So I think it's as simple as way better to have 3 second rounders than anything in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh round.
Based on what you just said, Ozzie Trapello should start.
I mean, he might.
Okay,
yeah, it's not out of the question.
See, that's where this comes into play.
Well, that's the thing with Shamar Turner. At least you can be like, okay, he's part of a rotation.
Exactly.
That makes sense,
right?
Because it's defensive line.
Gotten a lot of texts here, which I appreciate. I appreciate everybody chiming in. And 847 at the top says, every show is treating running back like a premium position. The O-line makes the run game. Worry about the line and edge rusher. Who cares about running back? I think the issue is we had every indication to think the Bears treated running back like it was a position that was a focus for them. You know, the Bears, they were complicit in the Ashton Gentry discussion. And I don't think it was a smokescreen for Colston Loveland necessarily.
I'll say this. As far as the running back, as we just said, it's not a premium position. I'm okay with that. It's just, if you have a draft class this deep of running backs, why would you not get one of those that fall into the this being such a deep running class? And I agree with the texter because I'm way more concerned about edge than I am about running back. I just am.
See, and Groats, I think that they told you who they wanted their edges to be when they paid Dyer Odangbo that money.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that because, I mean, I guess at this point, you got to think about it that way. But again, Dyer Odangbo, he's the best he's done is 8 sacks in a season.
A lot of pressures, though.
A lot of pressures. I get it. I'm not saying this is like a worthless player by any means.
8 sacks would have far and away led the Bears last year.
Right. Yeah. And if they could use him all over the line, this reminds me a little bit of when they brought in DeMarcus Walker. Because DeMarcus Walker, when he came in, he was just coming off of like a pretty good season in Tennessee where I think he got up to, you know, his career high in sacks, 6 or 7. So they thought maybe this is an ascending player, but it was also similar. It was all, this guy does all sorts of different stuff. You could put him in different places. That's what they plan to do with Dyer Odangbo. This is a better athlete than DeMarcus Walker was when he was with the Chicago Bears, but there are some similarities. And let's not forget, Dennis Allen, like most guys who run the 4-3 defense, they love that pressure on the interior. He has said that out loud. Like, you get that pressure, that's the way the 4-3 works. But I agree with you. I'm a little bit nervous about those that sack the quarterbacks for the Bears.
And let it be known, like, 4-3 is my happy place. Like, that's a much more common concept. But, you know, the joker position or whatever you want to call that, you know, your rover, that's where I think, you know, the details come into play here is trying to figure out your personnel.